This week, we're examining police community relations as part of our series, Project Milwaukee to Protect and Serve. The relationship is sometimes tense, but there are examples of the police and community working together to solve problems. WUWM's Marty Michelson has this report.
I stopped at the monthly crime and safety meeting on the near south side last week. More than 100 people who live in the neighborhood filed in to the Mitchell Street Library to take their seats.
We're going to get started. Thank you all for showing up.
District 2 Police Captain Alex Ramirez called the meeting to order. Then he announced that a surprise guest is in the house, Interim Police Chief Alfonso Morales. He was appointed by the Fire and Police Commission last month to replace Chief Edward Flynn, who retired. Morales reiterated a promise he made the night he was named to the post, to rebuild trust between police and the people they serve.
We're going to do the best we can to engage with the community here.
Morales was on familiar territory in the largely Latino neighborhood. He was District 2 captain before he was appointed interim chief. He promised to take the passion he has for the district to all neighborhoods in the city. Next up was a presentation from another new law enforcement leader, Interim Sheriff Richard Schmidt. Governor Walker appointed him to replace David Clark, who left in August. Schmidt assured the audience that his deputies will treat them with respect. He referred to the lack of trust that some undocumented immigrants may have of law enforcement.
You call us when you need help. Nobody's going to come into your house and say, listen, I want to check if you're a United States citizen first before we're going to take care of you and help you.
Interim Sheriff Schmidt acknowledged that it may take time for the community to trust the sheriff's department in the wake of David Clark's departure. Clark was eager to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. After Schmidt's presentation, he took questions from the audience about their safety concerns. One man told him he sees a lot of reckless and potentially deadly driving in his neighborhood.
I live in a school zone, and almost every day I see guys speeding on like a school zone.
This is a huge issue, so the chief and I and State Patrol and the Department of Transportation have agreed that we're going to be teaming up in short order and we're going after this stuff.
Schmidt told the man that communication and collaboration between law enforcement and residents, such as what was in evidence at the community meeting, is the key to an improved relationship. After the interim sheriff's time at the mic, District 2 Police Captain Ramirez gave a presentation on crime statistics for the neighborhood. He told the crowd there was good news to share.
Let me just talk about overall crime in District 2. Compared to last year, we're down 6%. What does that mean? What does that mean is that it's safer, but there's always a lot of work to do.
Ramirez added that while overall crime is down, car thefts and incidents of domestic violence are up in the district, and he says prostitution remains a nagging issue. Many people mingled after the meeting, including Angelus Rodriguez. She says she's concerned about drug houses and thefts in her neighborhood, but she says she's noticed a better police response now than when Police Chief Edward Flynn was in charge. Rodriguez says she sees more officers out engaging with people.
Before they don't talk with the community. They don't talk face to face. Now it's more accessible.
A steady stream of people lined up to voice their concerns to Captain Ramirez. Many were worried about reckless driving, as well as burglaries in the district. Ramirez says often he follows up by investigating complaints himself, especially those regarding nuisance properties or drug houses.
When I hear about a place along Greenfield Avenue, I'll personally go check.
Ramirez echoed what Interim Sheriff Schmidt said about the importance of law enforcement working closely with residents and business owners to address concerns. He says this spring, one of his projects will be to improve rental properties that have fallen into disrepair. Ramirez plans to work with community groups and lead neighborhood walkthroughs, inspecting rental properties and enforcing stricter enforcement of city codes. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.